Let's get to NFL Zigger Zag. It is Wednesday. I'm really happy with Zigger Zag today.
You got a good one?
Yeah.
No.
That's not what I said at all.
No, okay.
Thursday Night Football is Bills at Dolphins. Both start 1-0 on the year. The only winless team in the East is the Jets. And last year it came down to the end of the season matchup for this division between these two teams.
It did.
Josh Allen is coming in with a hand injury. It's on his left hand, his non-throwing hand. Here's ESPN's reporting on that injury.
But I asked Coach Sean McDermott, you know, is there anything you want to see from Allen out at practice to make you feel comfortable? And it was just doing normal things, he said. And Allen did that. He took snaps under center. He was in the shotgun, doing his normal things, passing with receivers, and even doing his usual handshakes with them. So it was really not much out of the norm. During the portion that the media was out there, which is that throwing session, it was really a normal Josh Allen practice. He wasn't, you know, using that left hand too much, but as you said, it's his non-throwing hand. He's not really doing that anyway. When I talked to left tackle Deion Dawkins, you know, is there any concern we've got your quarterback injured? And he kind of laughed at me a little. He was like, did you see him leap in week one? Josh is Josh. There's no concern here.
Dirt Zigger Zag, there's no concern about Josh Allen having a banged up hand after the first week of the season.
I'll zig on that because that was a weird sound. Sorry. Did I nerdgasm there?
Swag, I'm asking.
There's music underneath it. It won't sound good.
Pull that.
He's gone again. I think he went pee again.
I haven't pulled that.
So wait, hold on. Ask me the question again. Now I'm distracted. I need to remember if I'm zigging or zagging. My dirtgasm threw me off my own loop there. I can't remember which route I was going to go.
No concern about Josh Allen having a banged up hand.
I zig on that because it's his non-throwing hand.
All right.
Not ideal, but to me, it being some big alarming issue, I'm not there. If this was his right hand throwing hand, by all means, five alarm fire. Week one, this guy's always banged up. That's not where you want to start. I think you can make do with this. You just hope he doesn't get it whacked or hit in some weird way throughout the course of the game. This is a really fun Thursday night football game. I think clearly the two best teams in that division, maybe the Jets surprise us in the next 2 months and wake up. And hey, look at that. It's 2014 for Rodgers. These are the two best teams in the division. Not a doubt in my mind right now. They both won games that you could argue they probably shouldn't have won in week one. I mean, the Dolphins are down 17-0 at home. Both were down 17-0, and they both came back and won. So, nice comeback wins for both of them. I'm gonna zig. Not a huge concern week one.
To potentially the biggest game of the NFL slate this weekend. This is an interesting weekend. There's some really good matchups. Mm-hmm. This one might be the biggest, given the history. Cincy at Kansas City. The Bengals looking to play better after their week one loss to the Patriots. Paul Denner Jr. of The Athletic, who covers the Bengals, wrote this of Joe Burrow's game versus New England. The percentage of throws to or beyond the sticks on third down with 5 to 10 yards to go. In 2023, 57% of the time he made those throws. Week one, 20% of the time.
Yikes.
Dirt Zigger Zag with a loss and now a Mahomes game. We're going to get vintage Joe Burrow this weekend.
I'm going to zag on that. This is a weird team. They've gotten off to slow starts the last couple of years. Now, I've got a bit of an axe to grind because they eliminated me from the Survivor Pool in week one. So, slightly biased right now against the Cincinnati Bengals.
They hate this team. Jamar Chase won't say Mahomes' name.
That's fine. Beat the New England Patriots, dude. You can't score touchdowns against the New England Patriots at home in your opener. That's great. You want this to be some big, bad rivalry. Guess who's the best team in the NFL?
Mahomes.
Jeez. Guess where you're going on the road to this week?
Kansas City.
Later in the season, playoffs, maybe it's something different, but this is exactly how they started the last few years, and they've had to slowly get out of their funk and find their way into the playoff race. They're a slow-starting team, and this is not the place you want to go as a slow-starting team. There is nothing that they showed me in week one that leaves me confident for what they're going to do in week two.
To the next Monday Night Football game, where your boy Kirkers...
Oh, God.
...is coming off quite the stinker.
He's going to get eaten alive in Philadelphia.
A 59 quarterback rating, 2 interceptions, a 61.5 completion percentage, and a loss to the 6 field goal Pittsburgh Steelers.
Hey, that's a playoff team last year.
Might cost me $50 that game. We know they paid Kirkers, but they also drafted Michael Penix. So I'll ask, Zigger Zag, with another stinker... Kirkers will only have a couple more weeks to right the ship, or we see Penix replace him.
You know who they play after the Eagles this week, too? You know who Atlanta has?
I don't. I didn't look at their next game.
They got Kansas City on Sunday Night Football. So their next 2 weeks are on the road in Philly. At home against Kansas City on Sunday Night Football.
He looked like dog crap.
He looked terrible. I love that the NFL has their NFL Plus thing or whatever, and you have access to the All 22 film, and everybody can just tweet out these footages of the overhead film that you really want to watch.
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah, it's awesome. And I don't subscribe to it. I think it's like $100, whatever the what's the NFL subscription thing for the year? I think it's like $100 for the year or something.
Whoa,
but you can watch film. So people will go and clip the videos and they'll tweet it out.
Yeah.
Here's every snap of.
Yeah.
So I watched one of Kirk Cousins. This was every drop back throw that he had. And you could see, just not comfortable.
He's
not pushing off his back foot.
Yep.
Clearly not at 100%.
Nervous when people get around him.
I'm going to zag on this just because it's the second week of the season and because of the financial commitment that they made to him. I think you got to give him a month. I think you give him at least the first four games.
That would be a month, what I just said.
Oh, I thought you said after this week.
A couple weeks after that.
Okay.
So that'd be four games.
So then I'll zig on it. I'd give him four games, and if he's not looking confident, if he's not pushing, and Penix is showing me things in practice, that's the other part of this. How does Penix look in practice? They only had him play one preseason game, so they clearly thought he looked good there. But I think it's fair to him to at least give him a couple of games to say, let's see if you can get comfortable, see if you can make some throws. And if not, then yeah, you got to turn the page.
Finally, Sunday Night Football seems like an exciting matchup on paper. Caleb versus C.J. Stroud. Bears-Texans. Caleb coming off quite the stinker against the Titans. Dave Wanstead on 670 The Score is not concerned.
Okay, he missed some throws. I will say that. But let me tell you, I was more of a fan of his after hearing his press conference than I was before the game. I really was.
He handled it well.
This kid gets it.
Yep.
He gets it. He understands. And he's going to bounce back real strong.
Dirt. A lot of copium there in Chicago. Zigger Zag, Caleb will redeem himself this weekend.
Time. I'm going to zag on that, man. They showed me nothing offensively. I think there was a stat out there 57% of their plays were either gained for no yards or negative yards, over half the plays that they run. This is an offense without a pulse, and this is what cracks me up about the way we talk about quarterbacks. If they don't get fluky turnovers and Mayo boy flipping a pick six, they lose that game. And you're not coming on Chicago Sports Radio and saying, I love the way he handled it. He's really mature. You would be panicking because they lost the game.
But he didn't throw for 100 yards.
Wins and losses are now a quarterback stat. And you could do nothing and sign your name on the group project and turn it in at the last second and get an A and say, look how hard I worked the entire term. Well done, guys. Well done. Way to get an A on that project. He did nothing. Their offense was terrible. I think it's going to take him some time. And if I were a Chicago Bears fan, you're not panicked by any stretch. But of all the rookie quarterbacks, he had easily the easiest matchup of them. He was at home, and their offense was the worst of the three, and it's not even close. Now you got to go on the road. You're playing the Texans, a team that got a nice division win this past week. I'm considering gambling the Texans minus the 7, to be honest with you, after what I saw from Chicago's offense.
There we go. NFL Zigger Zag every Wednesday.